I'll tell you, I'm a changed man. Just listen to this song.
You tell him.
Hey, they call me the meat man. Y'all have seen me eat, man. Hit on the meat man. Y'all have seen me eat, man. I got jaws like a bear trap, a teeth like a razor. I made tack tongue with a...
You're listening to The Best Barbecue Show, the show where we talk, taste, and even try to cook the best barbecue in Texas, which is the best barbecue in the world. And we had a lot of Texas barbecue today, didn't we?
Oh, so much. I am so full. It's ridiculous.
We were at the Texas Monthly Fest where there was 30 different places, not including all the alcohol and desserts.
Yeah, I mean, I barely even got to try the desserts. It's horrible. I mean, I was hoping to eat so much more. Something happened to my belly. I mean, I usually put it back.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't eat all morning. I ate just enough to not starve myself so my stomach wouldn't shrink. And I was ready to just pound it. There's so many fun people, so many people we knew. I spent almost as much talking as I did eating.
Yoni's always ready to pound it.
Yeah. Pound the meat.
What was your favorite experience at the Texas Monthly Barbecue Festival?
I mean, that beef rib from Louis Miller. They're so generous for cutting up beef ribs because I know that's not cheap. There was this carrot souffle that was amazing. Bodacious, I didn't get to try it, but I heard Bodacious had this beef belly toffee that they made that I got there right when they ran out, but that sounded awesome.
Beef belly toffee.
Yeah, it was like a candied beef belly, so they took the fat and turned it into some sort of candy.
So I'm very sticky right now.
Yeah.
Should I explain more?
Or should I just leave it at that? You debuted the first Big Red Challenge.
Yeah, we'll talk more about this in a bit. But right now, I am covered in Big Red. I won't say why.
Yeah, I'll see a video, guys.
I'll just say it's already drying, and I'm just red now.
I mean, I got sprayed a little bit, and that was enough Big Red for me.
Yeah, I even shook my head like a wet dog. Yeah. I smell like one, too.
I think we got a slow-mo of that, too.
We're actually in the studio with someone this time.
Yeah.
It wasn't like last week where it was a zombie cow. This is a real live pitmaster here.
Hell yeah. From Oakland.
Yeah. I'm staring at him right now.
What up? What up?
What's up, Matt? This is Matt Horn from Horn Barbecue.
What's going on, everybody?
Yeah. How's it going in the Meat Man studio?
Oh, man. It's awesome. Yeah. I'm enjoying it. Yeah, definitely.
So you've been in Texas how long?
You know what? I left California about Monday. I drove out here and I got here about Wednesday. I think the hardest part was getting through El Paso. Once you hit El Paso, you feel like you're right there and you're not.
Uh-huh.
Not
it's a big
close.
State.
It's a huge state. So, yeah, I've been here and been hanging out. You know, Robert Lerma.
Mm-hmm. The photographer, yeah, barbecue photographer.
Yeah, so he's just been showing me around different places. Yeah.
And this is your first time in Texas?
This is my very first time, you know.
Welcome.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's been great. I love it. I love the Texans out here. You know what? We drove through here. We moved to Georgia when I was like a freshman in high school, drove through Texas, stopped at a Wendy's, and kept going and made it to Georgia. So I was glad I was actually able to come and stop and enjoy it.
I think Matt's scared of me because he keeps moving back and back from the microphone. Go ahead and move up a little bit closer.
Yeah, sorry about that, man. You know,
it's probably the big red
and
the sweat.
Yeah, this guy is really red and real sweaty, so...
You don't normally get to see us when you hear the show, right?
You're right, right.
It's a different thing.
Well, and after running around for, I don't even know, 3 hours, I'm still like kind of, my heart's elevated. Still digesting the, I was eating meat, dessert, beer, dessert. Clay bought us a round of drinks. Shout out to Clay Cowgill.
From Snows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a push for a Sunday.
It's been a great Sunday, I must say. Sunday. It went too quick, right?
You know what, man? It was a flash. Like we got here and then it's like it's over, but it's like, man, my body is exhausted.
I know.
I'm exhausted, man.
Well, it was Bert from Trudy's that said barbecue should be an Olympic sport.
Right.
I'm with him on that.
It's like a marathon. Yeah.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah, it is, man.
Totally. By the end, I was trying to cram back food. The last thing I had was a little taco from Valentina's. They had a booth, and you can hear our episode on Valentina's a few back. But I could barely eat it, and I was about to finish it, and Yoni knocked it on the ground. I mean, it was an accident.
Slapped it out of your hand.
It was an accident, of course. But I just stared at it, and even though I was so full, and I think I might have died if I ate it, I was sad.
Yeah, it's always... I was at I will not name the barbecue place, but it was definitely a top-level barbecue, and there was this family that just ate their full, And there wasn't a lot left, you know, like half a slice of brisket. Just little chunks of things, but just tossed it in the trash. I was like, just hurt me a little bit. Someone spent 12 hours on that. Just eat the last bite.
So this was my first Texas Monthly Barbecue Fest, and it was yours too.
Yeah, it was my first one.
Yoni, have you been to one before?
Oh, yeah.
You've been to one. You've been here a while.
Yeah, actually, my friend Alina basically runs the event. You know, I'm friends with a lot of the pit masters, so it's always good to go. You always end up getting someone hands you a drink or lets you cut in line, or it's kind of like a family reunion because a lot of these guys are working every day or at least every weekend, and they're rarely, you know, can all be in one place at once.
It was so much fun to be able to see all the people we've talked to on the show and meet new ones who are going to be coming up here.
Well, the funny thing is we're talking to people and we know all of them, and some of them haven't even met each other. Like Clay and Brendan hadn't met each other. They got to shake hands for the first time. It's a beautiful thing to see a country boy like Clay, you know, hanging out in the city with shaking hands with the barbecue hunk, Brendan Lamb himself.
Well-known barbecue hunk.
Oh, yeah.
He loves that nickname.
We're making a barbecue hunk calendar, I've decided.
This is a song called Big Red Soda by Willie Goat. I found it on SoundCloud. In honor of barbecue's favorite soda. In our minds, it's been eclipsed by Topo Chico. We drink that at barbecue.
I can't drink. Are you kidding? I can't drink Big Red Soda.
But traditionally, Big Red was a huge thing at these barbecue places, right?
Oh, it's still a huge thing. People go nuts for it, but it's I don't drink anything with that much sugar.
I just poured it on my head.
He just said, you got to stay out of my bed if you don't drink Big Red. Is this guy?
Let's check it out. Hold on. I don't know where Willie Goat's from. He's probably a listener, though. I'm sure he's listening right now. Willie Goat. He's a meat man. He's got goat in his name. Well, let's listen for a second. I got Big Red on my necklace. Tatted on my arms. Now my Big Red, it is countless. Got it underneath my mattress. All the Big Red that you see. He's got it under his mattress. Matt, what soda do you keep under your mattress?
Oh my gosh.
If you had to keep one soda under your mattress, what would it be?
You know what? If I was to keep a soda under my mattress, it'd probably be Pepsi.
Pepsi. Oh, not Coke.
I'm a Pepsi guy.
You haven't been in Texas long enough.
Right?
Yeah, because Pepsi is Coke, don't you know? You know, our Texas listeners will relate to that.
What is
real Coke? All soda is Coke.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know this?
Says I'll take a Coke.
Yeah, and a 7-Up is Coke. Which is bonkers.
Where I'm from, everyone says, I'll have a pop. That blows people's minds.
Yeah, that does. You know, and I have family still, you know, hey, you know, come get some soda pop. And I'm like,
I like Big Red Soda.
The nuances of regional soda names. Fizzy beverage names.
What words rhyme with soda? Maybe we can help Willie Goat out. There's soda. I'm going to take a ride on my boda.
Yoda.
Yoda. Going to meet with Yoda.
I got a lot of meat in my smoker.
There we go. All right, shout out to Willie Goat, real meat man. So we walk in, we're sitting in this huge line outside the Texas Monthly Fest.
Yeah.
Always a huge line. Matt was in there hanging out already before we got in. He was with the Truth Crew this time.
Yep. He got a badge, dude. He was in early.
He's wearing it right now. He's throwing it in our face.
Yeah, I still have it. Yeah, man. You know, hanging out with Truth and, you know, Leonard and Dylan, those guys are awesome. Really great guys. I want to try his mother's cakes.
Yo, they're those awesome. Cakes are like 6 feet tall.
Oh my gosh.
10 layers.
Yeah. It's amazing these places that have such good pastry that people talk about that when usually you only hear about meat.
Yeah, I would say Truth and Miller's, man. And those guys, I mean, Leonard's just a sweetheart. Dylan is a barbecue machine. I mean, yeah, that's a great team over there.
That's a good way to refer to Dylan. Maybe that can be his nickname.
Supposedly he has these journals full of notes. I wanna pick his brain one day. We're tossing around the idea of some long-form content, maybe an hour or two episodes. So if you guys are feeling it, let us know.
Yeah, let us know you'd like to hear if we want to do some extended interviews. We're going to circle back, talk to maybe the barbecue hunk again.
I'll get a Yeti full of beer, and I'll just sit him down until that beer's gone.
That's the way to do it.
So speaking of Brendan Lamb, I guess it's time to tell them why I have Big Red all over me now.
Yeah, do it.
So I had an idea there. You all know the Ice Bucket Challenge, of course. You know Movember. So I decided that Best Barbecue Show would come up with our own.
The Big Red Challenge.
So it's a lot like the Ice Bucket Challenge. I stole the idea from them. And we didn't raise any money for charity.
None. we raised some bottles of Big Red and then dumped them upside down.
Yeah, I spent $3 on the Big Red Corporation. So they should be happy.
I just, I did not think, while I was standing there, I did not expect it. It was actually kind of beautiful because the Big Red is so red that it like, you literally disappear in like a veil of red as those two are pouring. And Clay kept a completely straight face, which was awesome. Brennan's laughing and Clay's just straight face dumping a bottle. It was well attended.
So I asked two meat men and former guests on the show, Clay Cowgill from Snows and Brendan Lamb from La Barbecue, who had actually never met until this happened, yeah. Strangely enough. We assume all the barbecue people know each other, but you know, they don't always get a chance. They're always busy.
It was good to see them shake hands. They needed to meet each other.
So those guys met over a common goal, and that was each pouring a Big Red on my head. And it happened.
It was perfect.
And it went up my nose.
And then you did a little shake after too.
Yeah, I did that wet dog shake. And I just watched the video right before we came in the studio, and I'm going to play it for Matt because it's disgusting. I want to get your reaction here, Matt.
Well, not to mention half of the Snow's barbecue crew, Micklethwaite's, some of La Barbecue. Like there was definitely a crowd watching. It wasn't just the four of us.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's actually, while I'm showing him the video, we're going to play some audio of that I got of that.
Perfect.
So I'm going to run that right now. Yoni, I'm about to get Big Red dumped on my head.
Hey, whatever you want, Stover.
What are your thoughts on that?
It's your show too.
Yoni's not too supportive of the idea. He thinks it's stupid. But he thinks most things I do are stupid.
Hey, you know, we both play a role in the show. You do yours, I do mine.
Well, I'm about to do mine. We've got Brendan Lamb here, the famous barbecue hunk.
The barbecue hunk.
How was your day, Brendan?
Hunky.
Hunky day. He jumped at the chance to pour Big Red on my head.
Yeah, I wouldn't miss that.
The man with the biggest guns that's never been to a gym.
Never been to a gym in my life.
So he's a liar.
Yep, go.
All right, this is the Big Red Meat Man Challenge. Up. Up.
Oh. I got you too. Sorry about that.
That good. That was tasty. Can you see my nipples? Oh, yeah. Again, we're in the studio with Matt Horn from Horn Barbecue.
What's up?
Sitting in. He's a real meat man. So I'm wearing my new meat man shirt that my girlfriend made me. She painted on it.
It's so yeah. Dope.
And we already had a couple. You have one now.
I do. You gave
I gave
me
you
one.
The yeah, extra. It's limited edition.
I don't know if I should wear it or just like hang it up. I think I'm going to probably wear it.
I think you should wear it too.
Hey, if you like V-necks.
All right. You want to see something majestic, Matt?
Let's check it out.
Let's check this out. Look at that. Slow motion. Look at that hair.
Oh, my gosh.
It's getting long.
Got this patch of sweat. Yeah.
I want you to focus on the center of my face. What are you seeing right now coming out of my nose?
Oh, it's just spit and just all types of just sweat rolling down off your nose. Oh,
yeah.
That's epic.
It's a good thing I already have a girlfriend, right?
Right, right.
Well, I hope all the meat men out there know I'm willing to embarrass myself for the show.
Oh, they already know.
Yoni's looking
You've made
cool.
It clear.
I'm dripping.
Well, we both know our roles on the show, and
That's
mine
right.
is mine is not to get things poured on me.
Yoni would gladly film it and laugh, however. He was right in my face with
hey,
the camera.
I will cover anything and everything. We had a great little live video I took of there were some vegans protesting the Texas Monthly.
Yeah, there were some vegans outside.
And they had some flags and some signs, and it was probably the least effective protest I've ever seen. It's protesting meat at a barbecue festival.
Yeah. The funniest sign they had was animals are not food.
Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah.
Which is not true. We can all agree on that.
Well, right. I mean, you're in California, so there's a lot more vegans out there, right?
There is a lot of vegans out there, you know, but there are definitely, you know, a lot of meat lovers. So I feel like, you know, if you know where you're getting your food from, we went to a really cool farm. It was Yonder Way Farms, I believe it is, and they're doing some great stuff at their farm. So, you know, you're getting great source meats and, you know, staying away from kind of like that commodity stuff. It's good for you.
How did you get started in barbecue? Like, what was an inspiration for you?
Oh, man. I have an uncle that's literally been doing barbecue for over 20 years. And, you know, seeing this guy doing it, I thought it was really cool. But, you know, I wanted to do it myself. I was one of those type of guys where I'm just like, hey, you know, I want to learn how to cook. I want to do this. So started doing some ribs in my grandmother's backyard. The first batch I did for my girlfriend, well, my wife now, while we were dating, they were crap. She looked at me and she said that these are horrible. And at that
What was bad about them?
Well, you know what? I think, you know, I didn't cook them long enough, man. Mm-hmm. They were really tough. And to hear her story of it. She said, I just got a big bottle of barbecue sauce and just squirted it over the ribs, you know, trying to add flavor to it. But, you know, from that point forward, I'm just like, okay, I'll never do ribs like that again. And, you know, I kind of got into smoking meats. I had a vertical smoker fabricated, like a 6x4 meat locker type of thing. So smoking, I was using like some almond wood, really didn't know, you know, what I was doing, but just, you know, just trial and error, just learning from there, and just had a passion for it. Something about the fire and manning the fire, and then the, you know, the finished product, and this is like the love and the care that you put into the meat. So that was one of the things that drew me in. I suffered a second degree burn on my hand and had a crossroads there. Yeah. Had a really bad crossroads right there. Like, what am I doing? But I just love it. I love barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what is it about it that makes you love it?
I don't know, man. It's just that draw. It's just kind of like that feel to just like, you know what? I'm responsible for this fire. I'm responsible for the outcome. And, you know, just the attention to detail, and also just, you know, just like manning that pit and focusing on the meat, and then just the finished product, you know, just putting the time in. It's a process. There's times where, you know, I don't even sleep at all, you know, just staying up overnight, and you just sit in a chair and you're watching your fire, and that's just the commitment that I have to it.
And people don't realize kind of what you said about not leaving them in long enough. Good barbecue, it'll actually be finished. Like, technically it's the right temperature, but it still needs some time for the meat to actually relax before you can finish cooking it.
You're absolutely right. It definitely takes time. It's not something that you want to rush, you know, something that's quick like grilling or something like that. When you're smoking meat, it takes time. It's a labor of love. And yeah, you can't rush it. You got to let it do its thing. And that's how I feel you get the best product.
And now you're in a big city. Is it hard to slow down that much?
Well, you know what? No, not really. You know, I just keep focused on what I'm doing, and I just keep pushing, man. I have a goal, you know, of what I'm trying to accomplish with barbecue in Northern California, and I just I'm gonna keep doing it.
Nice. I like a determined pitmaster.
Yeah, it's necessary. Definitely. To succeed for sure.
It's funny to have, you know, it's like a hustle. You're grinding,
right?
But you also have to do everything very slowly.
Exactly. You're so right.
It's almost an oxymoron of in ways.
Yeah, the careful hustle.
The careful hustle. The right. Detailed attention to detail, slow hustle.
So what kind of food have you had since you've been in visiting Texas?
Oh, man, when we first got here, we went to a spot called Louie's. And after that, you know, we went to the James Beard dinner. And it was cool trying a lot of that stuff. Aaron Franklin was there. Tyson Cole. It was a bunch of different people, you know, doing some great stuff, some really great food. But we went up to Lexington. We had Snow's for breakfast. So, you know, I'd never had, you know, barbecue and beer, you know, at 8 a.m. for breakfast. But, you know, it was awesome. It's an awesome Texas experience. Yeah, the Texas way. So it was great. And, you know, meeting Tootsie and, you know, those guys over there, Clay and Carrie, those guys they're doing some wonderful stuff. Got some really great advice from her. And, you know, just to see her, you know, going and cooking the food and doing what she's doing is inspirational. And they're great people. They're really great people over at Snow's. We went over to Lockhart and went over to Kreitz.
Ah.
Yeah. Met Roy over there. Mm-hmm. And there was another gentleman I met that was a 10 in the pit. So some awesome stuff. And Smitty's as well.
Hey, you went nice. To Smitty's also.
Went to Smitty's as well. So
I was just at Black's recently.
Okay.
We did Kreitz a couple weeks ago too. Yeah. We're going to be getting them on the show, so shout out to them, too, because we love their food.
You did your own, like, Texas Monthly Barbecue before you went to Texas Monthly Barbecue Fest.
Right? You know, so I tried it out, man, and then, you know, come and do the festival, man, and the festival is just awesome. It's just to see all those guys that are passionate, you know, about barbecue. It just, you know, makes me feel great. You know, I'm in great company with, you know, especially, like, with guys that are, you know, these guys are committed to it. I made up in my life that, you know, this is what I'm going to do. You know, I'm going to be great at it. I'm going to be committed to it. So to see these people at the top of their game, it's a lot of inspiration. I'm going to take it back on this long drive back to...
Yeah, you drove.
I drove.
I think you're taking some wood back with you too, right?
Yeah, man. I'm going to take some post-oak back with me, man. And
that's a real meat, man.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I brought my truck. It's ready to go. Fill the bed up and get ready for my next pop-up. Yeah.
What's one of the best experiences you've had serving food to people? Some feedback you've gotten? What have you heard?
Oh my gosh. literally at my recent pop-up in the Bay Area. We did it over at L Industries in Oakland, but you know, did some brisket, some beef ribs, and a lot of those the people that came, they had never had beef ribs like that. So just the response from that and the response from the brisket, that's what keeps me going, you know. And they were just like, hey, you know, this is some of the best meat that I had. And I'm just like, hey, you know what, that makes my job better when, you know, when I'm not sleeping and feel like a zombie. But yeah,
there's a lot of zombiness in right, the barbecue.
It is, you know, and slicing up and serving everybody. So that's great, man. But I heard a lot of different things, a lot of crazy things. And, you know, and people will come and tell you that, hey, you know, I do this in my backyard, or I do this, or I do that. But it's like, you know, when you're cooking 10, 15 briskets and, you know, having to make sure that they're all coming off like around the same time, it's a lot of work.
That is definitely a lot of work,
yeah.
What's next for you guys? What's coming up?
You know what? I think we're probably going to do some more pop-ups over at L Industries in Oakland. So as soon as I get back, I'm going to, get that going. This past pop-up that we did, you know, we wanted to kind of make like a little small donation to the Napa Valley Community Relief Fund, you know, because of the NorCal fires.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, it was rough.
So it's just a lot going on out there. But, you know, that's what our plan is, to continue throughout the year, literally just doing these pop-ups and just building a presence in Northern California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, representing the Texas-style barbecue.
Absolutely, I love it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, and we're starting to fill in some gaps. We need a Northern California and Texas barbecue, and then you can almost do like a little West Coast tour.
Yeah,
we're working our way through the cities. I was just
You guys talking, come, man. Yeah. It'd be great to have you guys. You guys come by and
do 2018. We'll for sure be back in Cali. We might go to New York too.
Well, I think we should definitely go to New York. I mean, let us know online where we should hit up. I mean, we've already heard from a few of you there. Shout out to City Limits Barbecue again. You know, we love them.
Yo, City Limits.
Get the Carolinas one day.
They got to watch us troll the vegans.
But I'm thinking 2018, first quarter, we do a West Coast tour. We start at Seattle and work our way down.
You can carry all my stuff and I'll ride my motorcycle.
That sounds good. I'm not getting on that death trap.
Yeah, whatever.
So we ran into a bunch of meat men at the festival because I was wearing this hashtag meat man shirt. So they started coming up to us. One of the guys we ran into, real nice, actually. We had Flores Barbecue.
Flores was cool.
And then we also have Zavala's Barbecue. From Bedford, Texas. Big meat man. He knew all this stuff from the show, yeah.
Again, I love running into people that just, that know who we are or spot us. I thought I went up and talked to a guy because I thought he was pointing at us and was like afraid to come up. And then I realized he was talking about the booth behind us.
Yeah, I keep thinking I'm getting eyes when I go to barbecue places. I went to Black's. I started taking photos of them cutting the meat. And I swear in the photos, the guy's making signals towards me like he knew who I was.
Nice.
But I might just be paranoid.
Hey. The more episodes we make, the more people check us out, shout us out, just say hi, hashtag meatman. We're gonna get confused with all these different Big Red Challenge, I guess, is the new one.
We got the Punani meatman challenge.
We got Punani. We got to find him.
We got to get Punani on the show.
Maybe he'll do like a custom opening for us.
If any meatman know Punani, he's the guy that does this meatman song we're listening to right now. One of our favorites. Check it out. I was born in love. I don't know the words yet. Got me a friend driving trucks. Almost there. What does he say?
I don't know.
You can talk about ladies.
All the meat man songs about
ladies. Pardon me, not pardon me. Do it, Yoni. Oh, land. I'm the meat man. All right.
It's the meat man. Choice cut kind. Oh, yeah, choice cut.
Your phone will blow your mind.
Blowing my mind.
I'm the meat man. All right, Matt, you do it.
He's the meat man.
I don't know what it is about that song.
It's a funky song.
Oh, my God. It is a funky song.
Yeah.
You want to see the Punani?
Yeah.
His album's called The Grinding Man. Oh, man.
It's funny because he's got, like an old school like coffee burr grinder. Like,
I think it's called wheat grinder.
Kids in Seattle are selling those for like $300 handmade. And there's a little wooden drawer that little drawer right there. You pull it out, and that's where the coffee grounds are after you grind it.
Well, again, I don't know how to pronounce his name again, but just so you know,
Punani.
It's Punani.
Punani.
So he's a real meat man. You can tell by his waistline. So we'll get him on the show if he's
his
alive.
Waistline, his
God,
rings,
I hope he's
chain.
Alive. All this time we've been talking about him. No, it's better we don't know. One of these days, Jerry Lee Lewis is going to die, by the way.
Oh, we'll have a special episode all about that. Hopefully we'll get a hold of him. Hopefully he'll come after us for using a song, and then we can like rope him into the Meat Man world.
Let's just record something right now for the inevitable day when Jerry Lee Lewis drops. Rest in peace, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry, we'll miss you.
We speak your name.
We think of you every day.
We speak your name.
I sing your song in my head on the way to the studio every time.
All right. So where can people find you online, Matt?
You know what? www.hornbarbecue, barbecue spelled out with a C, and on Instagram as well. Right now, with a lot of the pop-ups that we're doing, you can find us, our next event on at Horn Barbecue on Instagram. Yeah.
Earlier, Yoni mentioned all our hashtag campaigns. Of course, we got Meat Man, which you all have been using, hashtag Meat Man. We're going to have shirts of that soon.
Tag your friends.
We got Just Say Hi. So what I'd like you all to do is this week, say hi to us, but also go and say hi to Matt.
Yeah, come by.
Just say hi on social media somewhere in one of his photos. Pick a weird photo, maybe.
At Horn Barbecue.
And just say hi, however you want to say it. Pick another language. Just tell him hi.
Yeah, someone said hola today at the fest. He said he's just going to say hola.
That's fine with us. We're fine with however you say hi.
Just say shalom.
Say shalom, anything. But let us know you're out there because, again, I mean, we love festivals like this and events because we're smiling because we got to go around and meet people that hear the show, that have been on the show, and just hang.
Yeah, if I could just hang out and talk barbecue all day, if I could flip this into my full-time gig, I'd do it.
All right, 2018, let's do it.
Hashtag Meat Man for life.
You know what? We need you to spread the word, so tell all your friends.
Hashtag just say annyeonghaseyo.
That's our new one. Yeah, that one's going to take off fast. All right, thanks for coming to the studio, Matt. I appreciate it.
You know what? It was great to be here with you guys. You guys are awesome, doing some cool stuff. So
hey, thank you.
Appreciate the invite.
Well, you're a real meat man, so anytime.
You're always welcome back. Send if your friends are coming. Anyone who's coming to Texas, or Austin, I should say, because Texas is a lot more than Austin. But anyone coming to Austin, hit us up on the gram. Slide into that DM.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll meet up and have a plate.
Let's do it. Yeah.
We're always down.
All right, everyone. Meat Man out. We'll see you next
week. Enjoy your week. Eat some barbecue.
Bye.
Hey, they call me the Meat Man.
This has been a production of Glencliff Media, produced right here in the heart of Texas.